Look at the Sand and Then the Sky by B. Palomina. October 2014. I'm trying to pick up the ghostly traces of our time together at 8 days, the fragments of what I remember. I've returned to the island 4 months later. When we were here, it was the summer solstice, and now it's the fall equinox. The traces of our time together remain. I'm writing from the room where we did much of our practice together. Strangely, it feels warmer now than it did then. The room has held the heat from the summer, as it then held the cold from the spring. The sunlight enters at a more dramatic slant now. There are patches of light on the floor where there were none before. This writing is fragmentary and scattered. I want to reflect on just a few things as a way to remember, and also acknowledge how much is lost and how much space there is between the things I recall. I want to write a little about the history of the islands because place strongly affects my work. The islands were originally a 9-kilometer peninsula extending from the mainland, composed from the erosion of the Scarborough Bluffs. It was separated from the mainland by 2 violent storms around 1850. I found these 2 maps of the islands on the Toronto Island Community website. You can see how much their contour has shifted in a period of less than 50 years, shaped by human and non-human forces. There's a book I brought to share in the library, 6 Memos for the Next Millennium, by Italo Calvino. I didn't have a chance to read it when we were here together. I am reading it now. It is a compilation of essays that Calvino wrote in his last years, lectures on qualities that he felt were essential in writing for the age to come. I felt these qualities are inherent to the work of 8 days. Lightness, quickness, exactitude, visibility, multiplicity. An essay on consistency was never completed. At 8 days, I invited us to look at the sky, to watch for change, to do a practice of cloud watching. When I look at the sky here, I can see so much more than I can in the city. In the fall and spring, it's possible to watch the sun rise and set over the water. On certain days, the clouds in the sky are fleeting and changeable. Clouds embody these essential qualities named by Calvino. The islands give me the space and perspective to see them. There was lightness in our time together, the lightness of thoughtfulness, the lightness of clouds. A lightness accomplished by 20 people sharing practice, space, food, time, and care. And quickness, 8 days passing like 8 minutes. There was an economy of expression. Each person had just part of a day to share their practice. That made these moments of sharing feel succinct, clear, and powerful. There was exactitude in the manifestation of each of us, the practices we proposed, the way we approached things, and visibility in just being together, living together, observing each other over these 8 days. There was multiplicity in each cloud, each person, each practice shared, making a unity that was multiple in itself. At the time, I didn't think about how the island's earth, as it had for so long, continued to shift beneath our feet.